Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
Not having to have a graffiti removal day, but unfortunately that's not the case. So much graffiti and more of it happening. And this Sunday, it's a great opportunity for you to get involved. Last year across New South Wales, over 2,000 volunteers removed 21,000 square metres of graffiti from 450 sites. Pam Wellham, local coordinator of Graffiti Removal Day. That is an amazing effort. That's a lot of graffiti to get rid of. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Yes, it certainly is a lot of graffiti. Unfortunately, there is some graffiti that is very artistic, but there's a lot of graffiti that's just nuisance-based and lots of tagging.
And it seems that every year you clean one site and you come back and it's all been done again. So it's just this amazing cyclical event. But I suppose it's people showing that they want to do something about it and roll up the sleeves and get a bit of elbow grease happening.
Yeah, that's right. We can have as many volunteers as we like. We need to just get those sites cleaned up. It's a never-ending job, as you said. It's not just once a year. But we do celebrate one particular day so that everybody gets together and the community sees a lot of people out there doing the job of removing graffiti.
Pam, I imagine it would be hard picking the sites because there's just so many areas. How do you go about highlighting the sites that you're going to pick to clean up for one day?
For that particular day, we usually pick sites where we know a lot of volunteers can be trained fairly quickly to remove the graffiti, whether we paint over it or we try not to use chemicals when we've got general volunteers available because of the risks. But we do a risk assessment. We do training on the time. But to choose the sites, yes, I suppose we tend to take the simplest, the ones that we think we'll be able to remove the graffiti with unskilled labour, if you like.
Wouldn't it be nice to get hold of some of the people who do put this rubbish on the walls and drag them out for the day with a toothbrush to
It would be really nice. As I said, there is some artistic graffiti, you know, that we do have people who are talented in that respect, and we get them to do their work on some walls. But so much of it is just nuisance value.
It is,
and
too.
It would be nice to find out who they are. And as you said, give them a toothbrush and say, OK, let's go and clean it off.
And not a hard toothbrush either, a very well-worn soft toothbrush. A bucket of water.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
You know, the term is thrown around, street art, and the problem I've got with this kind of thing is unless you have permission to do something on a wall, no matter how artistic it is vandalism and it's graffiti.
That's right, that's right. Unless it's done with permission of the owners of the site, then it is graffiti. It doesn't matter how beautiful it might look, it has to be done in an ordered way. So in the most cases, the graffiti that we do have around, of course, I mean, the painting we do have around with the tagging is graffiti. There's nothing artistic about it. They haven't had permission. And people just do it because it's a nice clean surface and they think, I don't like it being clean. Actually, I can't think of why they do it. I've tried, but I just don't understand their logic.
Oh, look, I think there's a lot of words we could use to describe those kind of people, but probably none of it we can use on the radio. But anyway,
yeah, certainly. I think you're right, Todd.
The volunteers are going to be out. If you have got a bit of time on Sunday, where, how and how do you get involved?
Well, there are two major sites that I'm aware of. There's one in Warrabrook, in Clifton Close, and the Rotary Club of Newcastle Enterprise is the group that's coordinating that. Damo is there. He'll be coordinating that graffiti removal. And my Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Wallsend Maryland, will be coordinating some removal around Wallsend, starting on a fairly visible graffiti on some fences in Cowper Street, Wallsend.
Okay.
So we'll start there at 9 o'clock at both of those venues, and we hope that we'll clear that bit up and move on to another site. Both those sites are fairly well visible, so it's a matter of either Cowper Street, Wallsend, or Callistamon Close in Warrabrook at 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Rolling up the sleeves and getting it done. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Pam, and good luck. And just remember, slip, slop, and slap, and hope you get plenty of volunteers.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity, Todd, and I do encourage people to come along, join in and have a great morning. It is fun. It can be a bit labour-intensive, but we have fun doing it.
But okay? Everyone's in the same boat having a laugh and giggle as well. Look, if you want some more details, graffitiremovalday.org.au if you want to jump online and find out where right around New South Wales.
2NURFM 103.7.